Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Hi, everybody, and thanks for listening to another podcast with me today. This is episode number 12. I am very proud of that, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know. I know that I release a new episode every other week, but because I was traveling for basically 5 straight weeks, I was unable to get that recording out on time. I do, however, know consistency is key in any business and in anything that you want to build. But this is still a very big learning curve for me, and I recognize that. I, however, will still make mistakes, but hopefully this mistake will not happen again. So if you've been diligently listening to the Down and Dirty, then this is my formal apology that this episode is off by 1 week, but you will not have to wait any longer because here we are listening to today. I am really, though, trying to not beat myself up about it and just allow myself to be okay with the fact that I was able to visit some amazing places this summer and create new experiences in my life. Because honestly, why do I work so hard if I cannot enjoy life? Life is about building new relationships, experiences, and hopefully doing those things that matter. Traveling matters to me. It's a huge part of me personally. It's a huge part of my business. In general, it's just a part of my life. But balancing work, family, and Celeste is a lifelong lesson for me. And I'm learning, growing, and I'm happy that I continued to work on myself. So, needless to say, I thought I would talk about planes, trains, automobiles, and even boat etiquette while things are still fresh in my mind. I also want to share some of my summer travel experiences that I had with you and hope that you'll find this information useful. So, traveling etiquette 101, planes, trains, automobiles, and boats. It's summer. Everyone has decided to go on some kind of vacation, whether it's been by yourself, with family, with friends, or even a partner. That is what we do in America. It's summer. We decide if we're going to take a weekend trip, a long trip. It really doesn't matter, but we are doing something that is out of the norm because the summer is gorgeous. And the kids are out of school and are in camp. So maybe you can have that adult trip. Maybe you decide to take a family trip. Or maybe work is just slow due to the season and you take that special someone you have been dating for a few months on a romantic trip. Yes, please. I will be the first to say yes to a romantic vacation. But whatever trip you decide to go on requires you to have proper travel etiquette. This is not to say you only take trips in the summer. It's just that it is what I have just done and really what I want to talk about. So, just a little bit of background. This summer, I went on 2 different styles of trips. The first one was a girls' trip with my daughter and my best friend. We planned a European vacation that included 3 different countries and multiple cities. We began our travels by meeting up in my favorite city of all times. And if you don't know, I'll tell you again, Paris, France. I wanted to take my daughter back to Paris because when I originally took her, she was 8 and now she's 15. And clearly she is in a much different place than when she was 8, and you know, she will have a much different experience. We both love fashion, art museums. We love to visit old parts of cities, like to go to cafes and walk. And we also enjoy the different foods of different countries. But I will personally always find an excuse to go to Paris as much as I possibly can. Obviously, we took a plane from the US to France. The flight was long, but not the longest of our trip. I knew that it was an overnight flight, so that it was important for me to get some sleep, for us to get some sleep. So we got business class so that we could have more room and have some lay down beds. When you fly international, the airlines usually provide you with like a toiletries bag, where you have like a toothbrush, toothpaste, hand lotion, chapstick, earplugs, sleeping mask, socks, stuff like that. I know that you're definitely provided for when you fly business and first, but I'm not sure with economy. I know they do give you some, but anyways, I'm going to tell you how to be prepared just in case. Then I went on another trip with some friends of mine. We went to Dubai and the Maldives, and that was my first time in those countries. It was very amazing with the shopping and in Dubai, and the Maldives was, you know, wonderful and a relaxing trip, which I need as a single parent. No kids, no dogs, you know, no business. It was just really nice to check out. That being said, this was the absolute longest and most arduous of my traveling on the way back. This trip included planes and a boat to the resort. It was like a 45-minute boat from the main island of Male to the resort I was staying at. So within those travels, I just really kind of want to go over like why and what is traveling etiquette, because you're probably like, what is that? I mean, there's etiquette for everything, for dining, for dating, for business. And there's also traveling etiquette. And it is important because it says that you respect yourself and others. Traveling etiquette includes hygiene, preparedness, manners, and patience. Traveling requires you to be patient, especially today. I mean, there are so many numerous plane, train cancellations or delays. I mean, there's not enough workers. If maintenance issues happen and people are out just due to illness, I mean, COVID happened and life completely changed as we know it. Life happens and modes of transportation are just not as stable as they've been in the past. One example is the very last leg of my summer trip ever was on a plane back from DC to Austin. I'd basically been traveling a day and a half to 2 days, and I was on my last straw of any sense of brain usage, any last, like, I think I slept 6 hours in 2 days. I was a mess. And we happened to get on the plane, board, we checked in our bags, and they ended up having a maintenance issue after we hadn't quite taken off, but we were pushed back from the gate. And it took them 4 hours to finally say, okay, this plane's not going to be fixed, so you guys all have to get off and rebook your tickets for tomorrow. We're lucky if we can get another plane tonight, but if we can, we'll let you know like in a few hours. And I was like, oh my God, I literally couldn't. So I have family in DC, thank God. So I was heading to the gate to reschedule. And then all of a sudden they switched the gates and were like, you have basically 30 minutes to get to this gate. That's like really, really far, and we're boarding now. So, you know, needless to say, we got to Austin that night, but, you know, 8 hours later, I mean, there's nothing you could do, right? You just have to understand that this happens. But at this point, I literally had like negative zero by the time this happened. So patience will always be a lifelong lesson that I am learning. However, there's always like a silver lining, right? However, I mean, I was able to meet really some truly amazing people on the plane. They were stand-up comedians in their past lives, and now they started a podcasting company called Trigonometry, and it's TRIGGERNOMETRY. I met the two hosts. They were amazing. They gave me some words of wisdom for the podcasting world. And they had a camera crew and everybody was super chill. And I was like, I need to take lessons from these people that are probably all they do is travel. So, you know, this is bound to happen. But what can you do to make traveling as easy as possible on your part? Number one, make sure that your passport is current, that it is not less than 3 months to expiration. Because, my friends, you may very well not be allowed in the foreign country that you are trying to get into. It may also create problems with the U.S. customs when you arrive back in the States. It's just a no-go. So also make sure that the person or persons in your party that you're traveling with are up to date with their passport. This would really put a damper on your travel plans if your partner was not prepared. Like, what would you do? Cancel this amazing trip because of one little stupid error? I mean, how pissed would you be? I know I would be so mad. I'd be like, okay, I'm going anyway. See you later. You know, probably not, but I'd like to think I would do that. Number two, make sure that you have, if you have TSA pre-check or global entry, and if you guys don't know what that is, I mean, somebody has to know what TSA pre is. You know, you go through the steps, they fingerprint you, they get all this information. Global entry is just for people that come in and out of the country from foreign countries quite often. Regardless, make sure that you are traveling in a similar fashion as the people you are with or person you're with. If you have these accessible entries and your partner doesn't, and you know that you're going 6 months from now, make plans so that she can get those documents and appointments completed before you travel. I mean, because it can take up to 4 months for the whole process to become complete. Side note, and all, you know, I mean, anyways, it just makes life so much easier. Side note though, make sure you have all the proper requirements for the countries you're entering. So most countries require some information you fill out and it's completed before you actually land so that you go through their customs or their passport control. And they have that document when they scan your passport and you have your vaccination card. Most countries aren't requiring testing, but you still need to check before traveling and before entering the country. A little bit of what happened to me, I was so busy that I forgot to fill out a form when I landed in Mali, which I was trying to get to the Maldives. And I didn't fill out a form before entering the country. And I went up to the passport control and they're like, oh, yo, you've got to fill this out. So then they're like, oh, just get on Wi-Fi and go here. Well, you couldn't get Wi-Fi at this airport. It was like, you know, you're on an island. Like the chances of you getting Wi-Fi at the airport, you know, wasn't happening. There was one computer that you could go up to and fill this out. Anyways, just make sure that your trip goes as smoothly as possible. However, you can make that happen on your end before. Make sure that you have all like itineraries in one place. I mean, I use an app called TripIt, which allows me to have all my flights, my hotel reservations, restaurant reservations, museum tickets, concert times, shows, drivers who are picking me up. Anything you can do for traveling goes into that app. It's super wonderful. It's super easy to use too. You can also print out things that if that makes you feel more comfortable and having something tangible with you. But just make sure everything is with you or you know how to access it. Pack noise cancellation headphones and make sure they're charged and pack the right chargers and converters if you need. Honestly, this will help people with sleep, people that are noisy, babies crying, just, you know, if you just need to like put those in your ears the whole time or whatever it is for you to be comfortable and travel well. I think I missed that actual number was four. Number five is if you're doing a long or overnight flight and it requires you to pack an extra t-shirt, clean pair of underwear, clean pair of socks, extra pair of pants that are lightweight for travel or shorts. Maybe you're going somewhere warm. Maybe you want to pack some sandals to change out of your sneakers. Make sure everything's like in a really nice duffel. Just for example, like a Louis Vuitton bag, just something that's nice and presentable, that's clean and sleek. Just make sure everything is clean and comfortable. Like I said, you will also need some sort of like light zip up sweater or a nice pullover, long sleeve shirt in case you get cold on the plane. You can be stylish and comfortable at the same time. Yes, you can. Please do. Everybody, you never know who you're going to meet on the plane. That's my philosophy. Like, I can't remember who said it or where I heard this, but it was like, act as if you were meeting the queen. So you just don't know who you're meeting. So just, you know, take these words of advice, I hope. Also, have that toiletry bag with a toothbrush, floss, deodorant, a comb, sanitizer, gum, breath mints. No one wants a smelly, nasty breath or to sit next to someone with it. And also, nobody wants to smell BO. It's so bad. It's like, I understand people are traveling for hours at a time, but you can really try to prevent that as best as possible by having these products with you and a change of clothes. Please, it's so gross. And you will at least make the other passengers happy by smelling somewhat refreshed. So also, another side note, if you wear contacts, bring another pair because it gets so dry on the airplane that they literally stick to your eyeballs. So I bring an extra pair of contacts and my glasses. So, you know, do what you will with that. And also make sure you have any medications you need for an emergency. Also, having some kind of Tylenol or Advil is also a very good idea. 7, be kind to your flight crew and listen to them. Don't be an asshole. I mean, if you end up arguing with someone on the plane, just know how uncomfortable that's going to be for them and for you on this long flight. It's just not a good look. This is 8. Be considerate of others when it comes to aisle space. Make sure you're not hogging up space or the overhead bins. If someone needs help with getting down or putting up their luggage, be the gentleman that I know you are and help out. And this is a plus, men. This is a big turn on to be a gentleman. Women love it. They eat that stuff up because it's just so nice to be kind. It's just like nobody wants an asshole. So never forget that. A lot of sugar goes a long way. And don't talk too loudly around others. Maybe they're trying to sleep or relax. Just don't drink too much alcohol if you're going to drink. I mean, one, you're going to smell and reek of alcohol. And the other, you're just going to become obnoxious or something. So it's not a good look either. 9, this goes along with the others, but make sure you wear proper clothes so that you are comfortable and stylish. I did recommend that, but depending on where you're flying to and the time of day, be showered, shaved, wear clean clothes, make sure they're wrinkle resistant, clean and comfortable shoes. Because I'm sure you're going to be walking a lot through many airports. So key is comfortable. 10, make sure you have eaten because if there's any issue, like how I was stuck on that plane forever and did not have any food, you become hangry. Always bring at least one snack and some water. It's just like, thank God I had water. But, you know, you run out of those things really fast. So just be prepared. And 11, I think I have covered most of all of how you need to be prepared before any long flight and flight etiquette. Automobile etiquette. I mean, this is not as long. It's just, it'd be fun to make a playlist that everyone wants to listen to, or at least you guys can take turns listening to different genres if that's what you like, or depending on how many people go on this trip with you. Bring lots of fun snacks, candy, non-alcoholic drinks, you know, just have fun. Offer to switch with the driver and share the trip responsibilities, you know, like getting gas or driving for an hour or two. Have fun. This is a great way to have conversations that are either long-winded or hard because you can't go anywhere for a while, right? So this is a great, I mean, I feel like cars are a really great icebreaker because you're in, like you talk and you got to answer. You've got to be present. So enjoy, have fun, and have good conversation. Train etiquette. Number one is to have your ticket available for the conductor. You don't know when they're coming around. So just be, you know, there with your ticket and your ID. Be patient. Make sure you get off at the right stop. This is hilarious because I was in Germany and I got off the train too early. I got off one stop before I was supposed to. And especially when there's like another language and you're trying to like make out what they're saying and you can hear just at the end the names of the stops. So they said the right stop, but it was like after this stop. So pay attention a little bit more, especially if you are in a foreign country. This made for such a much longer ride than expected. And, you know, that wasn't so fun, but I got through it. So it could have been avoided, though, if I just had paid attention a little bit more. Also, little did I know that I was taking the train back from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, to Germany. So in the Netherlands, you didn't have to wear a mask on the train. And I didn't even think that like it was going to be an issue. But as soon as we went over the Germany like border, you were required to wear one. We were in the same seat, the same people. Like it made no sense. I only came to find out this because this large, unhappy German woman who was checking tickets decided to yell at everyone who was not wearing masks to put them on. And the best part was this older gentleman who was probably like at least 85 plus. He needed a walker to get on the train and obviously to get around. So he actually was refused to put on the mask and yelled right back at her in German. It was funny. It was so funny. It actually made this whole experience like laughable. But I am assuming like all their passengers, like how ridiculous it was since we are not wearing one when we left Amsterdam and we're still in the same car. So I don't know. It's like so stupid. But, you know, what good would it have done? What an inconvenience this was since I was not, you know, like I said, I didn't have any. But thank God for a gentleman who sat next to us, who gave us two masks and saved me from walking all the way up to the back of the train to purchase one, which is so ridiculous again. But be prepared. It's truly a time saver. Last, I don't know a lot about boat etiquette, but the times that I've been on them, the number one thing I know that's a requirement on all boats, yachts, is to take off your shoes before entering the boat. So I think once you get on, or I don't even know if you can get on, but before entering it, you take your shoes off. It's just to save the wood, it's to preserve the boats. If you're wearing socks, make sure they're clean. You don't have any holes in them. Make sure if you have no socks that you've had a pedicure. You don't have gross toes or feet. Come on. Like we spend so many hours like prepping for beautiful feet and hands. And, you know, just do this part, please. No one wants to look at gross feet. If you need any type of like anti-nausea meds, make sure you bring some. Not everybody does well. If there is some waves, bring a change of clothes just in case you get wet or you have a suit on and you want to be dry when you get back. And I would just sit back and hopefully it's super enjoyable, whether it's just a sunset cruise or you're going on a snorkeling trip, just enjoy yourself. But I love boats. Anyways, that is what I wanted to talk about today. I hope that was helpful. I know it's not the down and dirty. It's not, you know, but we'll get there. I like to educate on experiences that relate to my work. And I also, with my experiences, and that I also talk about, you know, all the fun, dirty stuff. So, anyways, thanks again. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMooreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.